WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The enormous popularity of the recent book and movie Like Water for Chocolate illustrates a truth about human nature that owners of dinner theaters have known. People are more receptive to art when it's accompanied by food. The latest literary example of this is Jacqueline Duval's new novel, Reckless Appetites. It's subtitled A Culinary Romance. Maureen Corrigan has a review.
There's an agonized passage in one of Lord Byron's letters that anticipates the regrets and the feeble resolutions many of us are going to be making by, say, about 4 o'clock this Thursday afternoon. Byron writes, "I wish to God I had not dined now. It kills me with heaviness, stupor, and horrible dreams. I wish I were in the country to take exercise. I will not be the slave of any appetite." Yeah, I bet you 3 hours after Byron wrote that letter, he was in the kitchen fixing himself a turkey club sandwich. The power of food to make fools of us all is something the great minds have long pondered. As G.K. Chesterton once said of a pork chop, "Science can analyze it, but science cannot analyze any man's wish for a pork chop and say how much of it is hunger, how much nervous fancy, how much a haunting love of the beautiful." In Jacqueline Duval's comic novel, Reckless Appetites, she doesn't presume to answer the Sphinx riddle of why food, glorious food, holds us in such thrall. Nor does she bother to give us a meaty plot or fully fleshed out characters. What Duval does do, however, is to serve up a narrative menu of over 100 recipes and luscious quotes about food taken from the works of writers like Langston Hughes, Dorothy Wordsworth, and Proust. As novels go, Reckless Appetites is very light fare. Think of it as tofu-y for the brain, an amusing book to read if you're not in the mood to digest anything that's likely to repeat on you. The heroine of Reckless Appetites is a sly young French woman named Pomme. That translates into apple in English. As her name biblically suggests, Pomme is a temptress. But she's failing miserably with the current object of her desire, an aloof Englishman named Jeremy. Pomme, who's studying to be a chef, decides to search literature high and low for the perfect food and the perfect words to kindle romance. Not surprisingly, the voluptuous writer Colette supplies most of the ideas on Pomme's seductive shopping list. Colette's description of dark chocolate slowly melting over cherries soaked in cognac would make a gargoyle pant. But it's even more fun to read the literary recipes Pomme wisely rejects, like Mrs. Charles Dickens's special potato balls made with cold codfish. Guaranteed, Mrs. Dickens naively wrote, to keep a husband at home. Or D.H. Lawrence's surefire aphrodisiac of bull testicle pie. Yum, yum. When the love affair between Jeremy and Pomme curdles, she turns to Zora Neale Hurston for a great revenge recipe, gumbo thickened with bad vinegar and beef gall. Duval augments the skimpy romantic storyline here by wheeling in other kinds of texts. In addition to the plentiful recipes and quotes, there are letters, articles about the history of coffee and hashish, and even footnotes and a bibliography of books about food. Like a lot of novelists these days, Jacqueline Duval is borrowing a dodgy technique perfected by academic writers. That is, the fewer ideas of your own you have, the more of other people's you quote. But in Reckless Appetites, the reheated literary leftovers are juicy, crisp, and flavorful. It's the new stuff that sometimes tastes a little like cardboard.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Reckless Appetites by Jacqueline Duval, published by Echo Press. I'm Terry Gross.